a Ramakian tale.
So, today we're going to have a little intermission after part 6 of a Ramakian tale and have another little prelude, which is for the birth of Tau Ladzadian, or Lord Ladzadian, which has a precursor to it. Tau Ladzadian is a Yaksa, a Yak Asun, Asura Deva, who came to rule the city of Lanka, or Lanka, which was of course the city and kingdom which later came to come under the rule of Totsagan, who was reborn from his life as Nantuk Yak, which was the last episode, Nantuk and the Diamond Finger. So before we continue from Nantuk Yak and his Diamond Finger and go into the birth of Lord Totsagan, the King of Lanka, I shall explain how the city of Lanka came to be and how Totsagan came to be its ruler at the time that Praram and Nangsida were on the earth, so in the time of the Ramakian. So before Totsagan was king, the city of Lanka was first built from Sahabadi Prom, the god Brahma, and he created, magically conjured up the city of Lanka, and he then called the younger brother of Lord Maliwarad, Tau Maliwarad, whose name was Tau Tada Prom, Lord Tada Prom, or Tada Brahma. And, you will see him appearing very much as a crew mask, a Xian cone, a cone mask, cone theater mask, and also a magical mask. As Tada Prom, he will have a spired Chada, a crown, a royal crown, with a long spire pointing up, Yod Chai, with a victory spire on it, and a white face. And on that spire, he will have three more faces. So he has four faces. And the god Brahma, Sahabadi Prom, after creating the city of Lanka, he then called Tau Tada Prom, with his four faces, and gave him a new name, which was Tau Jaturapak, Tau Jaturapak, or Jaturapaktra, which means, of course, four faces, Lord with four faces. The Brahma god presented him with an entourage and a wife whose name was Nang Maliga, to be his consort, his royal queen, and had many servants given to him to rule the city with, and he was given some special weapons, the Trisun, the Trishul, the three-pointed dagger, and the Prakan, which was the Kata, not Prakan, the Kata, which is a scepter sword, like a cross between a scepter and a sword. And he was also given Chadpet, diamond parasol, which was a shield against the sunlight and would make the city of Lanka invisible. And so when he would pull up the Chadpet, the diamond parasol, nobody, he would be invisible, his kingdom would become invisible, nobody could see him. And so he would see the enemy coming, but the enemy would not see the destination at all. Completely invisible kingdom during the time that the kingdom lies under the Chadpet diamond parasol. And lastly, he was also given a Butabokgeo, a crystal dais, a crystal chariot, which was able to travel through all the elements, through water, air, fire, earth, and could travel to wherever the heart desired just by thinking of the place. And it would follow your thoughts and travel to wherever you wished. And that was the last gift and blessing from Sahabadi Prom, the Brahma god, to Tau Ladzadian, or renamed as Tau Jaturapak, four-faced lord. And so, after Lord Ladzadian became the ruler and king of Lanka, him and his consort, Nang Maliga, Maliga, gave birth to a royal prince, a son, whose name was Latsatien. He was born as a Yaksa, Asura Deva, to a Yak, Latsatien. And so Latsatien was born, and his father Jaturapak lived for 10,000 years and then passed away, and the throne was passed on to Tau Latsatien. Now Tau Latsatien was of course the father of Totsagan, and he was also the father of many other Yak Asun, Asura Yaksa, such as Guberan, or as we know in Thailand, Tawidsuan, and the Yaksa Tapanasun, and also Asuratada, Maran, Gumpagan, Pipeg, Kara, Toad, Trisien with his three heads. Tau Latsatien also gave birth to one daughter who was known as Nang Samanaka, who I will be telling the story about later on during the Ramakien tale. And so we see that this was the preceding events leading up to the foundation of the situation in which Nontuk died beheaded from Pranarai and was reborn as the demon Yaksa Totsagan, and was entitled to be born as the son of Tau Latsatien to become the continuation of the lineage of the throne of the kingdom of Lanka. And so the next episode will also be a prequel and will be called Asurapak Ko Porn Praisuan. Asurapaktra asks Shiva for blessing. And until then, hope you enjoyed this preliminary and intermediary talk as an intermission to expand your deeper understanding of the Thai Ramakien, of the family lineage of the Yaksa and the humans and the Vanura. And this is Ajahn Spencer signing off.